I told him that I appreciated his honesty and that Daddy and I would discuss how much he would have to chip in from his allowance for a new pair. Not wanting to live with the uncertainty, our fourth grader pushed me to decide. I told him that this was the kind of decision that Daddy and I made together, so I'd have to get back to him the next day. I left the room and went downstairs. Dave wasn't there. I walked out to the beach and joined the rest of our group. When he wasn't there either, I felt a wave of panic. Something was wrong. I shouted to Rob and his wife Leslie, "Dave isn't here!" Leslie paused, then yelled back, "Where's the gym?" I pointed toward some nearby steps and we started running. I can still feel my breath and body constricting from those words. No one will ever say, "Where's the gym?" to me again without causing my heart to race. We found Dave on the floor, lying by the elliptical machine, his face slightly blue and turned to the left, a small pool of blood under his head. We all screamed. I started CPR. Rob took over from me. A doctor came and took over from him. The ride in the ambulance was the longest 30 minutes of my life. Dave on a stretcher in the back, the doctor working over him. Me in the front seat where they made me sit, crying and pleading with the doctor to tell me that Dave was still alive.